Welcome back. Joined now by our friend Ron Nelson, Executive Director of the Long Beach Museum of Art. Ron, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
A recent exhibition, a very moving one, kind of is so prescient and appropriate. WPA Surviving in Hard Times.
Yeah. Now, the Works Project Administration in our last Great Depression actually employed artists, and the government employed artists to go out and to paint and to sculpt and to do murals. And the city itself has a lot of public art because of that. And we have a collection at the museum that is part of that program, and we continue to find those paintings within the city.
And this is the 60th anniversary year of the museum. They're celebrating an anniversary also.
We are. It's amazing. Long Beach has this rich, 80 years, as Joan had just said, we're 60 years. We're 10 years older than LACMA, and we're 10 years older than the Guggenheim. Wow. I think it's really significant.
And I understand that Nordstrom's, that's opening a store in Cerritos, is dedicating part of the charitable opening proceeds to, they selected the Long Beach Museum of Art.
Correct. Yeah, we're very fortunate. We're really thrilled about this. The new Nordstrom store that's being built in Cerritos is going to be absolutely beautiful. And there's an event happening there on May 4th, 3 days before it opens to the public. And it's a gala event, and there are two nonprofits that will benefit from that, and Long Beach Museum of Art is one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's speak, Ron, about the museum, and you personally have been much in the news.
Yeah.
And the question of the $3 million loan that was made to the museum, but the museum did not have the funds to repay. Most of our viewers have seen the articles about it. The mayor obviously was quite upset when a letter shortly before the deadline declared that we don't owe the $3 million. You signed the letter. So let me get it right from you, your version of the reality.
Well, there has been this historic knowledge, and everyone within the museum knew that that $3 million bond, which helped to build the museum because there was $6 million raised from the community through private donations that were made. And that $3 million really helped the museum to build that quicker, be a better asset to the city, et cetera. So we have historically known, or had thought, that indeed that money was owed. And as we went forward, I was not personally familiar with bond documents and the voluminous documents provided with that. And the city's contract within that, the pledge agency agreement within that, has a very specific math formula to follow. And there is an amount of money that the museum does owe. And city officials, and Bob Shannon agrees that we're not legally bound to pay that. However, we're still working with them to find out what that final number is.
But the amount that you state the museum legally owes is about 60 or 80,000, not 3 million.
Correct. Correct.
But what surprised many people was that right up until the very end, everyone's going on the assumption is that we owe that the museum owes the 3 million. How are we going to pay it? And even a year or 2 years ago, the museum agreed to come up with a plan to repay it. So the working assumption was that they owed it and were going to repay it. And then at the very last minute, oh, no, we don't own it. We don't owe you $3 million. All we owe is $160,000 or $60,000, which apparently is literally true according to the documents. But why was there no advance statement of this is not a legal obligation? It certainly was a moral obligation.
I think that I'll address both points, and I'm glad you bring them up. When I first discovered this, and I certainly went on to have greater minds than mine, legal minds, look at this. When I did that, I really intended that to be a continued discussion within City Hall, between the museum and City Hall. And the letter really was specifically meant, and the first line of that letter says, the intent of this document is to further our discussion along this line. I really did not expect that to go forward, and I did not expect that to be publicly aired. I mean, it really was an intent of mine to ask a question on that. And indeed, the information within that letter isn't disputed. So coming back to then the obligation of paying that, though it's not legally, we're not legally bound to pay that. Since this has been so public, it's also been brought to my attention quite clearly that if we did pay that money, that would be the misappropriation because it's not a legal debt. And that legal debt then would be any money that would be collected to pay for that.
A misappropriation of funds.
Correct.
But do you feel, does the museum feel a moral obligation to repay the city or not?
Well, the museum feels nice. You know, I'm speaking here on behalf of the foundation and as the executive director, but I mean, they feel that indeed that the relationship that we've had with the city has been very good. It certainly has gotten sideways. We really want to get it back on track again. So we're continuing to talk to them, and we're continuing to have these conversations.
And just for the record, as Rod mentioned earlier, private citizens did raise $6 million towards the beautiful addition to the museum. And you can be sure that they would not have given that money if they had to write a check to the city. So the museum, the foundation, serves an important purpose as a nonprofit to generate and receive these gifts.
Absolutely. And there is also a valuable collection that needs to be cared for. And that needs to be done to museum standards.
Okay, we'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
As several of our guests have mentioned, art is so important to a vibrant community, and particularly a community as diverse as Long Beach. And even though many of our arts institutions, like institutions all over America, are facing serious financial hurdles, with your help and community support, we can overcome those challenges. And I hope the museum is able to straighten out its relationship with the city and go on to even more productive future, particularly in its 60th anniversary year.
Thank you. We've got some great exhibits coming up, and they're going to be important regionally and nationally and internationally. So we'll be part of the global celebration of the arts for a very long time. Thanks.
And of course, no art museum that I know of has a better location than ours right here in Long Beach. So thanks for joining us. Thank you at home for being with us. And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.